Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we answer a question about how Americans name their children, play some music from singer Soraya, and report about a project that is recording the stories of many Americans. The StoryCorps project is helping to record and keep the personal stories of everyday Americans. Mario Ritter tells us more about this digital recording experiment that shows how listening can be an act of love.
A radio producer named Dave Isay developed the StoryCorps project in 2003. He wanted to create a way for Americans to record and keep the stories of their friends and families. He saw that recording interviews between loved ones could produce rich experiences. Mr. Isay wanted to be able to protect these important memories and teach people the importance of listening closely. StoryCorps started in New York City 3 years ago in a small recording studio in Grand Central Train Terminal. At a set time, people visit the recording studio. With the help of a StoryCorps professional, they ask each other questions. They record stories about their lives and experiences, or those of family members. Afterwards, they can keep a copy of the interview. StoryCorps sends another copy to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., where the recordings are safely preserved. The recordings are also posted on the StoryCorps website. StoryCorps has become very popular. It opened another small recording studio in New York City and started visiting other cities. Last month, it celebrated the one-year anniversary of its two movable recording studios. These studios are built inside trailers that attach to cars so they can travel around the country. The trailers started their road trip from the Library of Congress. They stayed for several weeks in other places. One trailer traveled to western cities. The other trailer traveled to eastern cities and has now returned to Washington. So far, StoryCorps has helped people capture more than 7,000 stories. They are stories about love, death, friendship, and family. These stories represent a rich spoken history of Americans from many races, ages, and backgrounds. To listen to these recordings on the Internet, visit www.storycorps.net. And remember to listen closely.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from China. Liu Jiahai asks if there are any rules about how Americans name their children. American parents generally can choose any name they want for their children. They may choose a name because it honors a family member. Or they may choose a name just because they like it. A website called Baby Center lists some unusual names given to American babies born last year. Some were named for characters in old stories, such as Hero, Thor, and Ulysses. Other people name their babies after kinds of food, like actress Gwyneth Paltrow did in 2004. She named her daughter Apple. Other people named their babies Banana, Pumpkin, and Cookie. Still other babies born last year were named for places. These include Brazil, India, and Rome. Some parents used names of famous people from history, such as Newton and Hannibal. Other parents named their babies after flowers or the weather. These babies were named Buttercup, Iris, Sunshine, and Thunder. Recording artists and movie actors influenced some parents' choices of names. Babies were named Beyoncé, Charlize, Reba, Pierce, Shakira, and Whitney. Movie actors themselves often give their babies unusual names. For example, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt recently named their baby daughter Shiloh. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes named their little girl Suri. Some American parents do not want unusual names. They want their baby's name to honor their religious faith. Such names include Abraham for boys or Sarah for girls. And many people give their babies the same name as a family member or good friend. The United States Social Security Administration published a list of the most popular names for American girls and boys born last year. Many of the top 10 boys' names are from the Jewish and Christian Bibles. They are Jacob, Michael, Joshua, Matthew, and Ethan. Also, Andrew, Daniel, Anthony, Christopher, and Joseph. The top 10 girls' names are Emily, Emma, Madison, Abigail, and Olivia. Also, Isabella, Hannah, Samantha, Ava, and Ashley. Hundreds of thousands of women develop breast cancer each year. Latina musician Soraya was among those women who bravely battled the disease. However, last month her fight ended. But her story and her work to educate women about breast cancer will help others for years to come. Barbara Klein remembers the singer and songwriter's life and plays some of her music.
Soraya LaMilla was born in the state of New Jersey in 1969. Her parents had come to the United States from Colombia. Soraya discovered her interest in music early in life. She began studying guitar when she was 5. She was playing the violin at age 8. Her family traveled often between Colombia and the United States. Soraya's music was a mix of those cultures. In fact, she released both Spanish and English versions of her first 2 albums. Listen to the title song from her first album, En Esta Noche. She wrote it to honor her mother, who died of breast cancer. The disease also killed her grandmother and aunt.
importa lo que se diga, el tiempo nos sana todo. Porque todavía paso noches llorando. Me consume este vacío que siento. Pienso en tu fortaleza y me da aliento. En mis sueños siempre me acompañabas. Era como si todavía estuvieras aquí. Y en los días cuando la vida es tan pesada, oigo tu voz y me lleno de calma. Estás conmigo esta noche, sé que estás en un lugar mejor. En esta noche yo pido estar contigo otra vez. En esta noche ruego algún día te lo mereces.
Soraya discovered her breast cancer during a self-examination 6 years ago. She began treatment and was cancer-free for several years. She spent much of that time spreading the message of the importance of breast examination and treatment. She also kept making music, much of it about hope, like this song, Casi, or in English, Almost.
Anoche me dormí abrazando las nubes, con almohadas de sueños en una cama de ilusiones. Desde niña me imaginé esta vida, cruzando retos para llegar a mi cima. En un instante perdí toda la certeza, las dudas y el rencor se marcaron en mi esencia. Será una pesadilla, no puede ser verdad. Me despierta un derrumbe, empiezo a deslizar. Casi se me acaba la fe, casi se me escapa el amor, casi se me quiebra la inocencia, se me agota toda la fuerza para luchar un día más. Casi me rendí,
casi me rendí,
hasta que pensé en ti.
Soraya won a Latin Grammy and other awards during her short career. Her last album, El Otro Lado de Mí, was nominated for a Grammy. We leave you with a song from that recording. Here is Cómo Sería.
Quizás no fue el tiempo ni fue el momento, no tiene lógica el argumento. A veces la vida es así. Tan cerca estuvimos alma con alma, tu piel con mi piel quemó toda la calma. Aún no pudimos concebir que el hecho de no actuar y no abrazar lo que era nuestro fue el error que viviré para siempre. ¿Cómo sería?
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. This show was written by Dana Dimage, Nancy Steinbach, and Katie Weaver, who was the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Thank you.
sinceramente no sabía cómo apostar un beso contra la eternidad. Quizás soy la culpable de este destino y sé que hoy.